One of the more fascinating stories in this week's parsha is about the destruction of Sodom, and it starts with Hashem Amar Hamachasa Nimi Avraham Asher Ani Yoseh. Right, Hashem says, "Can I cover up? Can I not tell Avram about this? Can I not tell Avram I'm about to destroy Sodom?" And we wonder, like, Taka, why can't Hashem not tell Avram he's going to destroy Sodom? I'm sure Hashem runs the entire universe. A lot of things happened in that time. He didn't tell Avram everything. So luckily, the Chumash explains this. Avram's going to be a great nation, and it'll be a, bring a blessing to all nations of the world. Because Hashem says, I know that he's going to command his household and children after him to keep the way of Hashem, to do righteousness and justice, so that Hashem will bring on Avram everything he promised. Okay, there's a lot more eon of these psukim that we're not going into now. Just in the simple shot level. So how does this explain? Avram's great. He's amazing. He's the best. How does this explain, though, why Hashem has to tell him that he's about to destroy Sodom? So there are many different opinions in the Mefarshim. Rashi says, "Oh, pshuto v'chimimenu animalo chaviv chaviv lefanai, etc." That Avram's very important. Avraham is so great, he's such an important person, that I wouldn't keep secrets from him. The Rashbam, based on Rashi's comments a little earlier, says no. The main point is Avram's Yerusha. Avram's so great that he deserves Eretz Kanaan. And he deserves to be the leader of all the people. And therefore, if I'm going to destroy part of his country, and I'm going to destroy part of his people he's supposed to leave, then he has bailus over this. You know, I shouldn't take away things that belong to him without telling him. Okay, so on one level, that might be true, that Hashem was just talking about how important Avram was, or he was talking about how Avram's going to lose something, so he has to tell Avram why he's losing this. But on a deeper level, maybe there's some very important educational experience that Avram Avinu is supposed to have here. The Radak explains that, what's Avram going to tell his kids? Avram going to tell his kids, Shamru derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat leman avi Hashem al Avram eis asher dibar lav. Keep the way of Hashem, do the right thing, and then you'll get all the rewards that are promised. Part of the message Avram tells his kids is not just, you know, l'shma vodemi ava, you know, all the highest levels of mussar. No, schar v'onesh, right? Like the Torah tells us, do the right thing, and then you'll be rewarded. And if you don't do the right thing, you'll be punished. That's an important part of passing down the Masorah. Not everyone's on the level of Lishma, that there's such thing as Schar V'Onesh. So Avram has to teach his kids through the generations. You should know it's important to do the right thing. There's a Hashem up in heaven who punishes and rewards. And therefore Hashem says, I'm going to tell Avram right now, look at Sodom V'Amorah. They're not just Stam having an earthquake and a typhoon and whatever. No, they're being punished for their wrongdoing. And if they would have good people there, then they would be saved. So he wanted to give Avram a concrete example of Schar V'Onesh so that he could then pass down to his kids. And you should know a story, Taka, happened once and there was this town, and if they would have been good, they would have been saved. And look what terrible things happened because they were so corrupt and wicked. So he says as part of Avram's educational mission, Hashem says, how can I not tell Avram? It's a golden opportunity to give him a real-life example of Schar V'Onesh that he can then pass down when he gives over his Masorah to his kids. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and maybe I'm embellishing here, adding a little to what he says an even deeper level. He says, what's Avram's job? Avram's job is to be a bracha to the whole world, right? What did Avram come out of this experience with? It's very fascinating. If you're Avram, imagine, remember, Hashem always knows how everyone's going to react in the future, right? So it's all choreographed. What's Avram come out of this feeling? Hashem says, I'm going to destroy Sodom, because they're wicked. Avram feels very empowered, feels very courageous, feels very bold, and comes up to Hashem, Anuchi, oh, offer for Afer, but, Lule de Mistafina, maybe could save them, maybe there's 50 tzaddikim. Hashem says, okay, Avram feels even more empowered, maybe 45. Avram feels even more brave, maybe 40, maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 10. And in the end, just imagine you've been negotiating for stage after stage after stage, because you really want it. And every stage, you get more dedicated and more hopeful. I'm going to do it. I'm going to save them. I'm going to do it. It's going to work. I'm on my way. And you get more invested every stage. And at the end, after stringing Avram along for five stages, what happens? There aren't even 10 and they all get destroyed and it's all for nothing. How does Avram feel at the end of this? He feels frustrated. He feels disappointed. He feels let down. He feels like he did something wrong. Why is that an important educational experience? Because what does Avram have to pass down to his kids? Not just be good so that Hashem will take care of you, but Avram has to pass down to his kids, you should know, one of the most powerful experiences of my life, one of the longest conversations I ever had with the Ribono Shel Olam, was I really want to save this city. I really care about everyone. I'm an Avram. I'm everyone's father. I really care about all human beings. And I really want to save the city. And I said, maybe there's a few tzaddikim. Maybe there's a minion of tzaddikim. And I saw a minion of tzaddikim could change from destruction to salvation. And you know what happened? There wasn't even a minion of tzaddikim. You guys, you have to go to the whole world and be the minion of tzaddikim that saves the world from destruction and brings it to salvation. Now Avram realized with every fiber of his being that having a group of tzaddikim, having gar'in of tzaddikim, makes all the difference for the entire history of a city, can make the difference for the history of a country, can make the difference for the history of a world. Now Avram is his mission. He's going to command his kids afterwards to keep tzedakah u'mishpat and tell them the nivruchu bo kol goyei ha'aretz. How is it for nivruchu bo kol goyei ha'aretz? Because they'll be the chamishim tzaddikim in the world. They'll be the chamishim tzaddikim in every continent who will make sure there's hope for the world, who will make sure that the world doesn't destroy, that there's always hope, that there's always a future, that in the end the world will be where it needs to be. And that's what Avram took out of that, and that's why Hashem says, how can I not give Avram this experience of realizing that even if you're only a few people, you make an ultimate difference in the world. And that's what we are. We're Am Yisrael. We're the descendants of Avram Avinu. It's our job. We don't have to be more billion people than the Chinese. We don't have to run the whole world. It's our job to be those chamishim tzaddikim, to keep the Derech Hashem alive, to keep that flame alive, to be the hope for the future of the world, so that as bad as anything might get anywhere in the world, we're still there saying there's someone who remembers the right way. In the end, we'll teach that to the entire world. If not now, then tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then next year. If not next year, next century. And then the whole world will have a future of salvation instead of destruction. And that's what Avram learned from this experience. Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.